5 topics, 10 minutes. It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Israel. The Associated Press top editor on Sunday called for an independent investigation into an IDF airstrike over the weekend that leveled the building AP was using in Gaza City, alongside broadcaster Al Jazeera, other media types. The IDF did give the AP reporters and other tenants an hour to evacuate before the building was hit. Sally Busby, the AP's executive editor, said the Israeli government is yet to provide clear evidence for justification for destroying the building. IDF says the building was being used by Hamas as a military intelligence office and for weapons development. Now, it's not clear to me why the Israeli government needs to give Associated Press evidence of Hamas presence in the building. Busby said they've had offices there for 15 years and had no idea that they were sharing office space with Hamas. Yeah, well, no. An IDF source told journalist Noah Pollack, who's a contributor to the Washington Free Beacon, that Al Jalla Tower in Gaza contained multiple Hamas operations and offices and an office for Islamic Jihad as well. And the source said AP's local reporters knew about it. So maybe not the folks who came in from the West, but the people on the ground from Gaza certainly knew about it. Canadian journalist Maddie Friedman, who used to work for AP and wrote for The Atlantic back in 2014, which you remember was when Israel and Gaza had its last dust-up. Hamas understood that journalists, and I'm quoting now from his article in The Atlantic, understood that journalists would not only accept as fact Hamas reported civilian death tolls relayed through the United Nations or through something called the Gaza Health Ministry, which is controlled by Hamas, but would make those numbers the center of coverage. Hamas understood that reporters could be intimidated when necessary and that they would not report the intimidation. Western news organizations tend to see no ethical imperative to inform readers of the restrictions shaping their coverage in repressive states or other dangerous areas. In the war's aftermath, the NGO UN Media Alliance, non-government organization, NGO, the NGO UN Media Alliance could be depended upon to unleash the organs of the international community on Israel and to leave the jihadist group alone, end quote. Friedman also said that while he was a correspondent for AP, for some reason, the agency had more than 40 staff members on site covering Israel and the Palestinian territories, which was more news staff than the Associated Press dedicated to covering China, Russia, India, or all 50 countries of South Sub-Saharan Africa combined. Think about that. More reporters dedicated to covering the Israeli-Palestinian conflict than China or Russia or India or everything south of the Sahara Desert in Africa combined. In other words, the real scandal here is not that Israel knocked down the building that housed the reporters of Associated Press. It's that the AP and Al Jazeera and other media outlets shared a building for years alongside Hamas operatives and didn't see fit to mention it to anybody. Even in the context of, by the way, this is influencing what we're allowed to report from Gaza. Meanwhile, speaking of the media, Turkey's far-right Yeni Safak newspaper is arguing for what they call a Libya model for Israel by signing a deal, the Turkish government now, signing a deal with Hamas to get access to water and energy rights off the Israeli coast. This model is based on an agreement that Turkey signed with the embattled government of Libya back in 2019. This resulted in Turkey sending Syrian mercenaries and drones to Libya alongside other arms that were embargoed by the United Nations. Moving on, topic number 4, jihad in Nigeria. Meanwhile, elsewhere on planet Earth, Islamic jihadists have murdered at least 1,470 Christians in Nigeria, abducted more than 2,000 others in the first 4 months of 2021. This is according to a new report by a Nigerian civil society group called Inter-Society Rule of Law. More than half of these killings were carried out by Muslim Fulani herdsmen. The killings, typically characterized by the Nigerian government, which is Muslim, as clashes between herders and farmers, rather than between Muslims and Christians. Topic number 3, creeping socialism. Here in the United States, the Biden administration said Monday that it's going to roll out an expansion of a tax credit to that for which most parents of with children in the United States qualify for. This would include about 88% of households with kids in the United States. The so-called American Rescue Plan President Biden signed into law in March will include the tax credit, will expand the tax credit by making the payments payable to Americans rather than a credit that you claim when you file your taxes at the end of the year. Treasury and the Internal Revenue Service announced the increased child tax credit payments, which will begin July 15th and be paid out on the 15th of each month. Eligible families receive a payment of up to $300 per month for each child under age six, $250 per child for children between the ages of 6 and 17. This benefit will go out to about 39 million American households by direct deposit every month, again, beginning in July. So up to $3,600 per child. Again, just a direct payment from the government at a time when, as we've mentioned previously, about a third, more than a third of American household income now is coming in the form of direct payments from the United States government. We're becoming addicted. The government is getting us addicted to these direct payouts. In other words, what they're doing is slowly, by degrees, introducing universal basic income. They'll get us hooked on it, and then woe unto any future government that tries to take those payments away. It's not sustainable. Topic number two, Roe v. Wade. Supreme Court has agreed to hear a challenge to a Mississippi law that could allow for the Supreme Court to essentially reconsider Roe versus Wade, the ruling that made abortion a constitutional right here in the United States by finding in the Constitution a guaranteed right to privacy. It's apparently written in invisible ink because I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I have good reading comprehension, and I just frankly don't see it. Anyway, this law in Mississippi bans abortion at 15 weeks of pregnancy, except in cases of physical medical emergency or severe fetal abnormality. The law in Mississippi, HB 1510, has resulted in the legal case Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization. After the law was enacted in 2019, U.S. District Judge Carlton Reeves quickly issued a temporary restraining order and then declared the law unconstitutional. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld Reeves' ruling, and thus it is now on to the Supreme Court. This will be the biggest test so far of the three nominally conservative justices appointed by President Donald Trump. Coming up, you will never guess who Bill Gates went to for marriage advice. That's next on 5 and 10.
Call now and get the companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection, featuring the original Book of Enoch in beautifully bound hardback edition and both of Dr. Michael Heiser's groundbreaking companion guides to the Book of Enoch, along with the shocking expose, Fallen Angels and Ancient Aliens on DVD. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience. Yours for a donation of $35 plus shipping and handling. Volumes 1 and 2 of the Companion Guides to Enoch unveil what most of the modern church has never heard regarding how the sin of the watchers in Enoch 6 through 16 helped frame the mission of Jesus, how the descriptions of the Antichrist, the Messiah, the end times day of the Lord, and the final judgment connect to Genesis 6 and the Nephilim. This and so much more. Plus, you will also receive on DVD the Book of Enoch, Fallen Angels and Ancient Aliens, an exclusive production with Dr. Michael Heiser regarding the blatant lies of ancient astronaut theory and the horrifying nature of fallen angels and alien abduction. This DVD is a must-have. But that's not all. You'll also receive the beautifully printed hardback edition of the original historical Book of Enoch from Defender Publishing, perfect for assisting serious researchers and students in the study of the Bible and the early age. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. Whether you've read the Book of Enoch or want to journey through it for the first time, without a doubt, you'll find the companion to the Book of Enoch Special Collection absolutely essential. Order now at SkyWatchTVStore.com or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, Bill and Jeff, Epstein, that is. Jeffrey Epstein is who Bill Gates went to for marital advice. This according to a new article in the Daily Beast, which cites two Epstein insiders who claim that Gates complained about his loveless marriage to Melinda. The two have filed for divorce. These complaints from Bill to Jeffrey took place during dozens of meetings at Epstein's mansion, according to the two people familiar with the situation. These meetings began in 2011, continued through 2014, mostly at Epstein's home in Manhattan, his mansion. Gates, in turn, was encouraging Epstein to rehabilitate his image in the media after his 2008 guilty plea for soliciting sex from a minor for prostitution. And he also discussed Epstein becoming involved with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Remember when Bill Gates had only flown once on Epstein's plane and he didn't even know who the plane belonged to? Yeah, that was last week. The story is unraveling as we speak. Apparently, Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein, much closer than had been previously reported. So the question now is, why do we listen to Bill Gates about vaccines or anything else for that matter? RISE 2021, SkyWatch TV's Defender Conference. We had hoped to have it in person, but travel restrictions still not quite loose enough yet. Hotels not willing to commit to allowing the number of people we would need to hold an event of this type. So this is virtual. It goes live to the internet on June 18th. And when I say live, what I mean is the video presentations, 50 hours of video presentations, will be released at 12:01 a.m. Central Time, June 18th. And then available for 90 days thereafter through September 18th. Presentations from Tom Horn, who, by the way, says his presentation is going to clock in at about 2.5 hours. This will be a documentary, in a sense, by the time Josh Peck gets done with the production of it. Joel Richardson, Mark Biltz, Pastor Carl Gallups, all of them New York Times bestselling authors. Dynamic speakers like Jamie Walden, Bishop Ron Webb, geopolitics experts like Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, prophecy experts Jimmy Evans, Dr. Michael K. Lake, Colonel David Giamona, Troy Anderson, and of course all of us on the staff of SkyWatch TV, Sharon Gilbert, Derek Gilbert, Josh Peck, Drew Graffia, Bree Graffia, Donna Howell, Allie Henson, and archaeologists. Will be a strong archaeology theme here this year with Dr. Scott Stripling, who leads the dig at Shiloh, Dr. Aaron Judkins, Dr. Judd Burton, the two of them collaborating on a book forthcoming from Defender Publishing about Göbekli Tepe, the mysterious site that is called the oldest religious community in the world, going back like 9,000 years or more. Anyway, you can find out more online and register now at defenderconference.com, and do it quickly because there is an early bird discount. You can save $10 by registering between now and June 1st through May 31st. It is $85. June 1st, the price goes up to $95. Again, nearly 50 hours of content, including some of the best presentations from last year's conference as a bonus. All of that available to binge watch on your schedule beginning June 18th, and again, available for 90 days thereafter. Information and registration at defenderconference.com. We're still planning on being in Israel come October. That has not yet changed. October 3rd through 18th, we will travel the Holy Land and show you sites other tours just will not. That includes Shiloh, Beth El, Joshua's Altar, some of the odd sites like Gilgal, Rephaim, and the Serpent Mound of Bashan. And, of course, the places you want to see that make the Bible come alive, the Sea of Galilee, the Jordan River, Jerusalem, both above and below ground. We will go through the tunnels alongside the Western Wall and Masada, the Dead Sea, and some sites in the Negev that we've not yet visited before, including Solomon's Mines. So it's a wonderful tour. The optional 3-day extension to Jordan is well worthwhile because from Mount Nebo, you see sites that are not only historically important, but also prophetically significant. The Valley of the Travelers, Ezekiel 39, the War of Gog and Magog. We can show you that from Mount Nebo. The Red Desert of Wadi Rum, and of course, Petra, which is a bucket list item. Find out more, sample itinerary and breakdown of costs online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week, we talk about RISE 2021. Dr. Tom Horn, Joe Horn, Sharon, me, Josh Peck, sit around and discuss, Allie Henson as well. Don't let me forget Allie. Talking about what you can expect from the virtual conference from Skywatch TV. The broadcast schedule for this program is posted online at skywatchtv.com/channels, but you'll also find the program available at your fingertip right now if you've got the Skywatch TV app on Roku or Apple TV. If you have an Amazon Fire Stick, subscribe to our YouTube channel when you're online next, and then add the YouTube app to your Fire Stick, and you can get us that way, or just download our free mobile app, which is good for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. You get all of those. Again, it's for free, and links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Speaking of for free, my novels, The God Conspiracy and Iron Dragons, depending on whether you like a supernatural thriller or, kind of a sci-fi fantasy mashup. If you're a subscriber to Amazon's Kindle Unlimited program, you can read those for free, and you'll find links to the books at my Amazon author page. Sharon and I, every week, produce the Gilbert House Fellowship. That's a weekly Bible study as we go through the Bible verse by verse in chronological order, about a one-hour study each week, usually posted by midday Sunday. You'll find that linked, along with everything else I do, at gilberthouse.org, gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.